Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Finding out a little late, we just thank God for just the opportunity to just come, though, and be together. So bless each and every one of you. Again, I do apologize for getting on late. But great is God faithfulness. He is a faithful God, and he's always with us, never going to leave us, never going to forsake us. And he said if we just keep on pushing and just to get there and to do the right thing, he will lead us through there. So regardless of the time factor or anything, God doesn't move on time. So I just thank God that he's just, as long as we are faithful and diligent and to push to get to whatever appointment it is and just stay in the word with him, he'll make sure that we get there. So we're here for a reason. We're here to talk about his faithfulness. His faith and faithfulness are closely linked. We have a short time, so we're just going to go ahead and ask God to just stand in and let us just decrease, dear Father, and let your presence just increase in our life and just give us your power, give us your glory, give us your love, and just magnify right now in the lives of those, dear Father, who are standing on faith, not just sight, not things that they see, not things that are around them, not the things that confuse them in life, but they're standing on faith. That means they don't actually have the evidence right there, but they believe in it. They have a substance that they believe in, and they hold it true, and they know that you are the one and only that can bring it to the pass. And so that's what we pray tonight, that you just hear the crying out voices of all those that are just crying out, dear Father, just standing on your word, just standing on your faith all around them, and friends and family may even have turned their backs and don't even understand the situations that they're living in right now, but they're just still standing, dear Father. And as we just stand by ourselves, we just know that we're not alone, dear Father. We just thank you for your peace as you just overcome each and every one of us right now. In the precious name of Jesus, we just thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faith. And I thank you, each and every one of your sisters and brothers that are just holding on. I know it feels like that your grip is failing you, but just hold on, because what you realize or fail to realize that it is not you. God said it's not how hard you fall or where you fall, but it's how you get up. It's how you get yourself back up. It's how you continue to move even when you're down. Just don't stand still. To keep on moving until you get yourself back up. Just like the blind man that sat by the pool of Bethesda, and he sat there from over and over periods of time just waiting. And every time the spirits will come and stir up the water for the healings, and he still was just sitting there just trying. He said every time he tried to make his way to the pool and to the pool, he said that he would get pushed aside and moved aside. And I know in your life right now, it's some things that are pushing you aside. It's some things that are moving you aside. And every time that one financial thing gets taken care of, the enemy tries to put another one, but you're still standing. And I know you just got over this incident in your family. Now it's something else, but you're still standing. Finally, Jesus came, and as he stopped and he looked at the man and he asked him a question, said, do you have a desire to be healed? You're so close right now. You're so close right now. Right now, you're so close. Do you have a desire to be healed? Have you lost your desire because of all the struggles that you've been through? Do you not believe that you will be successful in your endeavors because of all the fighting that you've had to go through to get to where you're at? Have you let it lose your, have you lost your faith because of that? Are you standing still? Are you standing strong? Jesus is asking you directly, individually, right now, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed right now? Do you want to be set free? Do you want to be delivered from those monkeys that are on your back? You know, it was a time that you had a monkey on your back, but those monkeys that are on your back that'll make you get up and do things that you've already decided that you're going to walk away from, but it'll make you get up and turn your back on your family to do. Do you really want to be set free? Do you want to be delivered? It's an opportunity to be each and every one of those things right now. It's a time for you to be there. And if that's what you desire in your heart, then that's what he wants to give you right now. I invite you to join in. I want to intercede with you. I want to be in prayer with you. And I want to see you get to your manifestation. And I want to see you that once you reach your manifestation, that you reach out. And how you reach out and you share with someone else. How you reach out and you help someone else grow. And then in the same ways that you have grown, that you may continue to just grow out of every situation that you go in, that you continue to grow. That it doesn't hurt you, it doesn't hinder you, and it just continues to be with you. Faith and faithfulness are truly linked. Remember, faith is going to be your foundation to all that you believe and you act upon. Faith is that undefiable power through which we can realize as reality things that are not yet unseen. Things that are as unseen. Just like we remember, we talked about the ice cubes. If you're thirsty and you're desiring ice and all you have is water and a freezer, I know that you can believe that the water, put that water in the freezer, that you will get ice. You can't see that ice from the time that it's still in a liquid form. But if you can still believe, that's faith. Where you're at right now, that healing that you're praying for, I know that you're in pain right now. I know that you're in doubt that you're going to come through that marriage, okay? I know that you're not for sure how that job is going to work. I know that you have done nothing for so long that you're afraid to do something. But that's faith. That's faith. It's your time. I invite you to intercede with someone. Pray for your intercessor. God has someone right there for you. Will you just accept the help? Will you accept the help? Just don't let reality beat you down so much that you continue to do nothing. I look every morning as I travel, just back and forth to work. And I just thank God for just how grateful he is. And my heart just overflows with joy. I think about how good he's been. I'm seriously, not just words, but when you really think about how good he is, that he even allows us to lay down at night and let our weary bodies rest. And we know not all of the battles that he's fighting for us while we're given the opportunity to rest. But he has his angels camped out around us, protecting us from death, hurt, harm, and danger. Camped out all around us. Loving us even while we rest. We know not all the battles that has been fought on our behalf while we rest. And then he share his breath with us and just touches and wake us up. And then we get up and we travel back and forth to our jobs, to wherever it is on our destinations, but how many times do we just take it for granted? And we get up and we flip on our TVs and our radios and we get on the telephones and the computers and we just take it for granted. And we don't tithe. We don't give him back the first tenth of our day. The first person we talk to is not him. We find our joy in so many different things of the world, but we just brush him off by saying a quick thank you, Jesus. Maybe when you sneeze, maybe when you hear a siren. And then that just gets repetitive. We don't even mean it from our hearts anymore. He's a deserving God. He's worthy of your praise. Somebody says, pray for me because I'm sick. He says, yeah, I pray for you. But are you really taking out the time to pray for them? Are you praying for them just like it's your sister, your brother, your mother, your father? that is in the situation that is desiring a miracle. Are you praying for that sister, brother, the same way? And then sometimes we get so caught up that we are praying like that for everybody else, and we forget to pray for ourselves. We forget to take care of ourselves. We forget to love on ourselves. God is a loving God. We can't let the world dictate our faith. We've got to act in faithful ways. Because when we have faith in God, our behavior shows it through our acts of faith, through our trust in God. Acts of faithfulness are our demonstration that we have a true faith in God. And such acts are the threads holding our beliefs. It holds our behavior system. It keeps it all together for us. And as the writer said, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Again, our study for our faithfulness was coming from Hebrews 11, 1 through 40. Hebrews 11, 1 through 40. So let's just carry that on. If you finish your study reading for those chapters, for that chapter, Hebrews 11, 40 verses, then praise the Lord. And I'm just going to ask you to just be obedient and just read back through it again and ask God now to reveal something else to you different this time as you read through. And then if it's the will of God, we pray that we meet back tomorrow night and we can actually get started. Because we want to get in our own words, the biblical definition of faith. We've talked a lot about it. We want to get some ideas and make sure that we give to you some ideas of how you apply faith to your daily living. Applying faith to your daily living. We thank you for just being obedient to God. We have a couple of people on our prayer wall that we're just praying for. Baby Aurora, we just want you to know that we're continuing to pray for you. For you, your husband, your three sons and your daughter, your grandkids. That we love you. And I want you to know that God is loving on you. And don't forget to receive your blessings. Don't forget that when we pray for answers, we pray for God's love. Don't forget to receive those loving things that he does for us. All the little small things. Be a recipient of his love. We pray right now for Teddy Jean. We just pray for you as a mother. We pray for your mother and father and your daughter, your sister and brother. We just pray for your family. We pray for anything that is causing confusion. And it may not be anything right now to the top of your mind that you are really thinking that you're confused about. But anything that would separate you from the love of God, we cancel it out right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Marty Cruz right now. Marty Cruz, it is time to break a chain, breaking free. It is time to break free from all of the things that has been going on generation to generation. Guess what, sister? You are the link. You're the link that you are to stand strong. You need to find what you're looking for. And there is no greater love. There is no one that can help you hold it all together. No one can give you the answers like God can reveal them to you. And then he will place those in your life. You are the one that's going to be the one that makes the difference in your whole family's life. You got to break that chain. But to do that, you got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He is your only direct link through our true Savior, our Father. Hallelujah. He's the forgiver of all of our sins. He's the creator of us. We pray for you, Mighty Cruz. We pray with you, Mighty Cruz. And we're praying for you, Mighty Cruz. We also just want to reach out and just say prayers over the Robertson family. Candace, Tim, Bertha, Rita, and the loss of Candace's son, 20 years old. God bless you. My heart just bleeds for you. I mourn with you for your loss. God bless you. Just if there's anything that we can do, the Dimas of the Harwell family, just know that we're here for you. We're just here for you, and I'm just so sorry that you have to go through this at this time. But we just know that even as we're going through, he's still with us. And I know that you wouldn't be able to make it if it wasn't him. And if you don't know that the reason that you are still here is because it's him who's carrying you, him who's holding you. Because this pain, we couldn't bear without him. It would pierce our hearts and it would just bleed to death. But it's he who holds us together. So through it all, we just have to praise him for who we are and who he is in our lives. Who we are is because we are his. That's why we praise him for who we are, because he loves us so much. Because we're his. And then we just have to praise him because he's so worthy. And he's so wonderful to love us so much. We thank you, Jesus. We're just praying for my brothers tonight. I have my brother DeConcelin. He's going to be at the hospital, if it be God's will, at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And he's going to have hip surgery. Oh, and we're just asking God to touch and just the families and everyone that is going to be involved in any medical part of this, just wash their hands of all of their sins and just anoint them with your power, because you are the surgeon. You are the one that puts the steadiness in their hands. And everything is directed by you, for you, through you. And we put all of you on his hips right now. All of you. And whatever happens, I just feel like something miraculous is going to happen. If the surgery normally is going to take 4 hours, it's going to take 2. If it should be, I don't know, if something is cut in half, I'm feeling something being removed in half, and it's not as bad as we thought. Restoration is going to be half of the time, and we just pray for a speedy recovery, not in the mind, not just in the body, but in the mind also. And that is on tomorrow, April 6th, 2011. And then on April 16th, 2011, my brother Reggie will also be having surgery. And he will be having surgery for the prostate cancer. And we'll I've just been praying. I haven't really spoke with Reggie a lot because I've been speaking with God right now. And so as we reach out and loving on him and on both, we just know that God is in control, and we're just praying that God heal the mindset of each and every one of them. And Reggie, your mind is healed. So now your body is going to start to have to follow behind it. Your mind is set free, so your body is going to have to come behind it. Your recovery time, I see it cut. And this is not just going to be the physical cancer that it's going to be recovering from, but all the things. It's your time to pick it all up and lay it all aside. Let's just not have the physical surgery, but let's just have a spiritual surgery. Let's cut and move all the things that's not of God. Let's release it to God right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This recovery is going to be a new recovery, a brand new recovery, a new creature in Christ. born again, set free, delivered. Not just you, but your household. Touch your house. Pray over your house, your family. Be thou healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for Dee and Barbara and Reggie and the counselor and T and their families. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for JD and Danielle, Janelle, Nathaniel. We pray for Lameka and Tatiana. We pray for me, dear Father. Pray for me, your weak and humble servant. We pray for our ministries, and we pray for our job and all the things that's in our job. We just give it up to you. Our finances we give to you. Our minds we give to you. And if you don't know Jesus, I ask you to repeat after me. God, I love you, and I want to be with you. When this life is over, I want to be with you. I accept you. I believe that you gave your son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for me. I confess my sins. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I love you, and I accept you to be my Lord and Savior. If you just prayed that prayer, you can contact me. It's important to tell somebody. God bless you. God loves you. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. This is Evangelist Vaughn Dilma signing off from Tri-Anointed Ministries. I love you. I truly